Welcome to the Scarlet Blue and You podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Lauren Yass, your Scarlet Blue and You host and the Hannibal LaGrange Alumni Director. I'm coming to you from the Burt Studio on the always beautiful HLGU campus. We have a very exciting event coming to campus, our 2022 HLGU Day of Giving. It's happening April 21st at noon until April 22nd at noon, and this 24-hour campaign will offer the entire Trojan community a chance to invest in the work of the university and the lives of our students. So I have two very special guests with me today, Christina Merrill and Jordan Leonard. These ladies are here to talk about being advocates for the 2022 HLGU Day of Giving. Welcome, ladies.
Hey.
Hey.
So first off, why do each of you love HLGU? Because it's kind of a requirement of being an advocate.
Right. In my role, I work closely with the people of our community, and I love how close we are.
HLGU has always had a special place in my heart because I actually grew up on campus.
Very cool.
My dad was a dorm director when I was a kid, and so I...
And your maiden name is
Wathen.
So any listeners out there who remember Big Bob,
yes.
Wathen.
Any alum out there from 96 to... 2002, I think, or 2001.
Wow.
Yeah. We lived in Crouch in a boys' dorm, so had a lot of older brothers.
Nice.
So I have always had a special place in my heart for HLG, and then I attended here, and now I work here in the business office, and I really love it. I really love it.
It is. It's a great place.
It
and
is.
Jordan, I don't think we mentioned, you're our HR specialist extraordinaire.
And then, yeah, I do payroll in Title IX.
Which is also important.
Yeah.
So you guys are,
like to get
are
paid.
Great, and we love that you love HLGU.
Yes.
So why did, first we should say, what is a Day of Giving advocate?
I think the most important thing for being an advocate is spreading awareness. I know last year we spread the awareness via social media.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren would send out already made posts, which was very helpful, and we could just post them. And
I do try to make it nice and easy.
Yeah, yeah, it was great, and I know we got a lot of success from the social media post.
Yeah, I think social media is great, and then just talking about it on campus with other fellow
naturally
faculty
bringing
and
it up in your conversations.
Yeah.
Great. So let's recap. So last year was our first ever Day of Giving, and my office was kind of over that, and we had no idea if it would be successful or not. We hadn't tried it before, so you know, all the risk of something new. So initially, I kind of thought maybe our goal should be like 100 gifts in 24 hours. And we prayed about it, and my boss, Dr. Carty, said that I just wasn't thinking big enough. And, you know, if it was attainable, then it wasn't a God thing. So we changed the goal to 240 gifts in 24 hours. And I was not stressed, but I was concerned that that was a big goal. And, you know, alumni... God came through, blessed the day. The goal was actually met with a total of 258 gifts in 24 hours. And in total, $60,370.74 was raised in 24 hours during our
giving. So you exceeded it by 18.
It was fantastic. And there was so much energy and so much love for Hannibal LaGrange. We had a lot of first-time givers, which is always so exciting. And with the success of the event... That was partly due, mainly mostly due, to our great advocates like you two. So, why did you become advocates?
I personally became an advocate to help continue the legacy of HLGU, and it sounded fun. I love helping out and being a part of the community.
I'll be honest, my first thought last year was, oh, hey, a free t-shirt. And so I was like, ooh, sign me up.
Will do for a t-shirt.
Right?
Hey, whatever incentive gets you.
Well, I had just started working here and I was like, I need more HLG t-shirts, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But then as I got into it, it was just so exciting to see all of the posts and to spread the awareness and to see everybody coming together and working together and sharing,
yeah.
And it was a lot of fun.
I think the fun thing, too, was those posts. They brought up a lot of memories for people of like, oh, yeah, I remember that dorm party, or I remember midnight breakfast, or It was just fun because all these memories came bubbling up.
Yeah.
So what was your favorite thing about the 21 Day of Giving?
So my favorite thing was definitely the upbeat atmosphere. I mean, people were running around the halls. Yeah. They were lining up, ready to give money. And, you know, seeing us actually exceed our goal was incredible.
Wasn't that goosebump moment?
Yeah.
Because it happened at like 4 minutes till noon. Like, yeah. I was just, my heart was racing.
Bells were ringing. People yeah. were running.
Yeah, we did. It we had a wild. Bell. Every time we received a gift, we would yeah. ring the bell.
Yeah, that's actually what I wrote down as my favorite thing was right before noon on, like, as the 24 hours was coming up, I decided to pop up to the IA office and just see where we were at and if we were going to meet the goal. And it was just, I don't think I'll ever forget that moment of walking up there and seeing there were people lined up to make sure that they got their gifts in. And your face, Lauren, yeah. and Carla's face as you guys knew that you exceeded it and we met the goal, and just everybody that was up there celebrating. And a friend and I ran up and down the hall, like ringing the bell as we ended, and everybody was cheering. And it was just such a beautiful moment to see how the Lord provided. And it, mm-hmm. it wasn't what we had done,
right?
But the Lord provided that for HLGU, and it was so special and cool to be part of that and to watch the Lord provide.
I'm getting the goosebumps. I know, all over
I know,
again.
I am too.
All right, so are you both signing up again this year?
Absolutely,
for sure.
Yes. All right, and we have another really cool shirt that we're giving out.
Good.
So more shirts.
I'm excited for that.
So, yeah. why would you encourage other HLGU alumni and friends to sign up?
If you felt it in your heart lately to help our local community, there is no better time than now. HLGU's mission is definitely top-notch, and we would appreciate as many advocates who wish to help spread the word. And you get a free shirt, right?
As an HLGU alum myself, I know as I've thought about the Day of Giving, it has prompted me to think about my own memories of not only being an alum, but also growing up on campus, and just how much I love HLG. And I think it's just such a great institution and opportunity for students to not only receive an education, but have an atmosphere of the gospel and learning and speaking about and just talking about the Lord. And it's so great. And I really had so much fun last year, and I just think other people should do it too.
They should totally do it too.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you may be asking yourself, how do I sign up to be an advocate? Well, friends, it's really easy. You just need to go to our website, which is hlg.edu, and if you're on a desktop, under the News and Events tab, you'll see HLGU Day Giving. If you're on the mobile, you click on News and Events, and at the very bottom of the screen, you have to scroll quite a bit, but you'll see all the tabs, and HLGU Day of Giving is there. And then everything you need is right on that webpage. You just click on Become an Advocate, fill out a really easy, quick little form, and then I'll send you everything you need to make that day successful. So you can also reach out to me, Lauren Yaus. I'm on Facebook. You can email me at lauren.yaus@hlg.edu. Once you're signed up, I will send you a toolkit. That's what we like to call it because it sounds really cool and official.
So fancy.
I know, right? Weren't you excited? You're like, my toolkit.
I know.
And it has all that great sample text that Jordan was talking about to make life nice and easy. Mm-hmm. You just copy, paste, maybe put in a few of your own words here and there. But you can use it for social media, for emails. It also has all kinds of fun graphics. So you mm-hmm. can update your cover photos.
Yeah.
You can update. You can just share photos. And of course, we cannot forget, I will send you our 2022 HLGU Day of Giving shirt.
Woohoo!
I know. It's fun. It's a beautiful kind of cardinal maroony red.
Ooh,
awesome.
Yeah,
nice.
Last year was gray, so we're going more colorful this year. Well, thank you so much, ladies, for loving HLGU and giving your time and energy to be advocates. Anything else you guys want to add?
I'm really excited for it.
I know. Oh, yeah. I don't think I said what our goal this year is. Gosh.
Ooh, what is
it? I know. So 250 gifts is our goal. And yes, that's a little less than the total amount we actually received last year. But last year, I do know there were people who made multiple gifts. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to do 250 givers. Yes. Okay. So that's the goal in 24 hours. And again, the date for this year is April 21st and 22nd, noon to noon on those days. If you want to give earlier and just designate it towards Day of Giving, that's great. We'll take your gifts early. If you want to make a nice gift and you know, really challenge someone to make a match, that's awesome, too. Ooh, we will take that. Yeah, you could do that. Say, hey, I'll match up to $1,000.
Yeah.
And that would be so fun. It kind of encourages other people to give. Well, so,
I will definitely be one of the 250.
Oh, right.
Me too.
So we hope more people will be one of the 250 as
right.
well.
Look, my mental math skills are gone, but we're already not quite 1% to our goal.
Yeah.
Hey, but that's great. It's only March.
248 left.
Yeah. We can do this. All right. Well, listeners, please be praying for our Day of Giving and consider how you can be a part of the event. Thanks for listening to the Scarlet, Blue, and You podcast. Remember, keep a song in your heart, preferably the HLGU alma mater, and Hannibal Grange in your mind.